just so everybody knows who I am, my name is Ryder Cockle. Please take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I will begin reading in verse number 1 and we'll be reading down to verse number 18. It says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that ye may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Let thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But therefore, let unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy feet, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Tonight I would like you to notice three warnings that Jesus gives in this section of the Sermon on the Mount. The first one is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." The phrasing here, "sound a trumpet before thee," perhaps refers to the sound that the coins made as they were thrown into the temple treasury, or may mean to make a big show of. So when they'd go and put the money in the treasury, they'd go and like throw it so it'd make a lot of noise so everybody could know that they put a lot in. So the first one I'd like you to see is, don't do what the hypocrites do. The second one is in verse 5. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." Some people, especially the religious leaders, wanted to be seen as holy. And a public prayer was one way to get attention. Luke 18, 9 through 13 says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his ears unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So the first one was don't do what the hypocrites do. The second one is don't be like the hypocrites are. And finally, in verse 16 through 18, it says, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy feet, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The fasting in this verse gives us, that is mentioned in this verse, gives us time to pray, teaches us self-discipline, and reminds us that we can live with a lot less, and helps us appreciate God's gifts, the gifts that God has given us. Jesus was not condemning fasting, but hypocrisy, fasting in order to gain public approval, in order to gain a public approval. Fasting was mandatory for the Jewish people once a year on the Day of Atonement. But the Pharisees voluntarily fasted twice a week to impress the people with their holiness. Jesus condemned acts of self-sacrifice. He wanted people to adopt spiritual discipline for the right reasons and not from a selfish desire. So the first one we talked about was don't do what the hypocrites do. Don't be like the hypocrites are. And the last one is don't look like a hypocrite. So here's the question for you today. What did Jesus mean when he used the word hypocrites? Well, some people say a hypocrite is someone who says one thing but does another. However, if you take a closer look of the lives and actions of the Pharisees, you'll find that they were trying to live by the laws and truths they were teaching. Someone who says one thing but does another may be a liar, but here I don't think that is a very good definition of a hypocrite. Others say a hypocrite is someone who acts one way at church and another way at home or out in the world. The word hypocrite in the New Testament literally means someone who is acting a part or an impersonator or a pretender. Someone who appears good in word and deeds on the outside, but is insincere and unrighteous on the inside, with no real heart for God. I think this definition best sums up what we see recorded about the lives of the Pharisees. So I think most of you here tonight would agree that we are not to do like, be like, or even appear like the Pharisees in our actions toward men or in our worship towards God. I find it, though, very interesting that there is no other group in the Bible that Jesus warned more about hypocrisy than the religious leaders of his day. He forgave the harlot, the publican, and even the thief on the cross, but he condemned the Pharisees, Sadducees, and other religious leaders of his day for being hypocrites. In fact, in a later message, he called them fools, blind leaders of the blind, children of the devil. In Matthew 23:15, he called them children of hell. He also calls them thieves, extortionists, serpents, and generation of vipers. He also said they were like empty graves full of dead man's bones, meaning they appeared clean on the outside but were rotten on the inside. He called them children of murderers who were full of hypocrisy and iniquity, and warned them that they would receive great damnation and would not escape hell if they did not repent. So in conclusion tonight, hypocrisy is a very serious matter. It is out of a proud heart and is definitely one of those sins we must strive to lay aside. It says in 1 Peter 2:1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, am I a hypocrite? Do we show signs of hypocrisy in our lives? We as believers must live a holy, righteous, holy and righteous lives so that we might be a bright and shining light in a dark world. So for the past few minutes, I've been talking about hypocrisy and the effects of it. But we cannot be a hypocrite if we have never decided to follow Jesus. Tonight, you can accept him as your savior, just as I did when I was 11. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. If you would like to do that tonight, this is how. First, you need to admit. Are you willing to say, God, I am a sinner. I deserve to go to hell, and I have sinned against you, and I deserve the punishment. Second, believe. Are you willing to believe in your heart? In Acts 16:31, it says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. The word believe means depend. What are you depending on? Works won't get you to heaven. Getting baptized won't get you to heaven. Even going to church won't get you to heaven. You have to believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. In John 12:44, it says, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but believeth on him that sent me. And finally, you need to call. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call upon the name of the Lord means to pray and say, God, I admit I'm a sinner, and I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sin. Tonight, you may be sitting there in your seat, and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. You have two choices. You can either reject it and say, that's not for me. Or you can accept it and say, thank you, God, for giving me this gift of salvation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. And I just pray if there's anyone here tonight that has not accepted you, I just pray that they would take care of that tonight. So when they die, they can spend eternity in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.